ओम शांति। So this evening is for you. This is for you to enjoy the special drishti of Daddy, Daddy Gulzar. It's really amazing to think about how surrendered and dedicated Daddy Gulzar was. Could you imagine if someone tapped you on the shoulder and said, I want to borrow your body often for many years? And we know Daddy Gulzar's experience when Bhat Dada came was that she went upstairs to the subtle region and had a visionary experience, but really the going and coming was quite quick. But Baba might have been sitting there in the early days for 12 or 14 hours and being the instrument allowed us to come close to Bhat Dada and experience both Brahma and Shiva. And so it's been 5 years since Daddy Gulzar left the body, and so we're honouring her today. All the images of Daddy Gulzar have been chosen as times when Baba wasn't present. But as you know, when you experience Daddy, there was always that combined experience. So a little bit about the process and what's going to happen. We're all going to receive drishti from one of the pictures. We have 20 chairs. So what will happen is the ushers who are wearing the band will come and they'll choose the first 20 people to sit on the stage and just receiving that loving drishti, very powerful drishti. And on the side of the stage there'll be sometimes some commentaries, some words from Daddy, but quite a few words from Daddy's carers, the ones who looked after Daddy, sharing their experience. And when you hear the bell, ding, then it'll be time to exit. And then the next group, when you come, will be leaving the shoes just down here. There's signs that say shoes. The 20 will come in front of the chairs. Whoever's first will walk all the way to the end and then fill the chairs that way. So there's one sitting, not sitting at every pitcher, just one. And if you have any questions, you can ask an usher. And enjoy the yoga experience. Om Shanti. Yeah, so the first 20 can come up, and then we're going to have the next 20 standing in two lines over that side of the stairs. So if you walk in front, please.
body shares about the start of the yakya. Baba's sustenance of little children was very beautiful. He called us Thakurs, idols. You are my living Thakurs. You were a deity, and you will become a deity. Our daddies used to teach us, and another group of mothers used to look after us. The care was such that we didn't even have to put toothpaste on the brush. We were given a daily massage, and then we were given a bath. Baba used to say that devotees offer the first fruits of the season to their favorite deity. So because we were Baba's living idols, he offered seasonal fruits first to us. Baba used to say, "These are my eating idols. Those are non-living and they don't eat." Baba used to cut the fruits personally and put them in a bucket. At break, he would hold each of us and feed us in our mouth. Baba looked after us children with so much love.
Baba would inspire and uplift us by saying, "You are God's children who become a father yourself. You are master even of God, because children are both a child and a master. We children forgot the entire world, our mother, father, maternal and paternal uncles and aunts, everybody. Because of this intoxication, we felt right from our birth that Baba is our Laukik and Alaukik, mother and father.
Daddy's carers say. We saw a big difference in Daddy in her normal self, and when Baba came in her, because Baba was the almighty authority. Daddy was always very humble and free from thoughts, and always kept herself as a junior. When Baba came in her, being the almighty authority, Baba used her in that way. We saw a big difference of day and night between the two forms.
Dadi was very carefree, that Baba will get his work done. Dadi never thought about how the yajna would continue, because she always saw it as Baba's yajna, and that Baba would run it. Being carefree and having faith, Dadi was firm in both of these. Many would ask Dadi, "Dadi, do you not have any thoughts?" Dadi would reply, "What thoughts would I have? Baba is my world, and I have Baba in my sanskars." Dadis always used to say sanskar and sansar, world. Baba is my world, and I have Baba in my sanskars.
Daddy never missed Amrit Vela or Murali. Generally, Daddy would spend most of her time writing messages she would bring. She would sit for many hours writing messages. Daddy used to pay a lot of attention to her study. Not anything else but the Aviyak Murlis and classes of everyone, regardless whether it was a young person's class or a senior's class. Daddy used to listen to everyone's classes.
body was the embodiment of so many qualities. Purity, simplicity, and humility. When Daddy was in a group or in a gathering, she didn't need to be the one talking. She was content sitting in sweet remembrance of beloved Baba.
Avyakt Bab Dada, about Daddy. In the beginning with Father Brahma, in a tapasvi place of solitude, seeing the special part of visions of this soul, and seeing the speciality of an easy nature and an innocent life, Brahma Baba gave her the blessing. Just as you have become Father Brahma's companion in the beginning, in this part, and have been with him, so too, in the future as well, you will also fulfill the duty of being the Father's companion, and in becoming equal to him, you will play a part equal to that of Father Brahma in service. So that blessing has become a line of fortune.
it became fixed for her to play the part of being the chariot, just as Father Brahma did. However, Bhaktada is giving congratulations to the child for playing this part and for being able to adjust to so much power for so long. This lift of the specialty of being able to adjust has become an extra gift. Bhaktada has to consider everything, including the body, the harmonium is old, and the one using it is powerful. However, because of the lesson of Haji, Haji, it is working well.
That is, Geras say, whenever time was available, Daddy used to go in deep remembrance of Baba, and there used to be dead silence all around her. We all felt that whenever we went in front of Daddy G, we never felt like saying anything. We just took Drishti from Daddy G, and that Drishti was not ordinary. For a long time, it seemed as if Babdada was giving Drishti through Daddy G's eyes. And it was such a powerful drishti that also seniors shared afterwards that they felt they took drishti from Babdada. They said, "We met Babdada." Everyone used to have such powerful vibrations and experiences.
Daddy G. And the daddies would flow onto the stage in Diamond Hall as angels, sharing their power with the gathering. Daddy would sit with so much love, and then with a little jolt of the head, she would be taken upstairs into the subtle region, and the most powerful, highest on high, Bup and Dada, would enter the hall, filling it with tremendous power.
final phase, I felt like Dadiji's body was here, just as an instrument. But Dadiji was not present here. She was in the subtle region doing service with Baba. We used to ask Dadiji many times. When Dadiji used to talk every now and then, "What effort do you make, Dadiji?" Then she said, "Just come and go. Keep making the same effort again and again. Keep saying Baba, Baba. Just Baba, Baba in everything."
sharing this time and space, receiving Dadi's drishti with feelings from the heart. We say thank you for playing your role. Thank you for allowing us to continue to receive knowledge from Bab Dada. And thank you for allowing us to come close to the One.
hamari gulzar bakhubi nibha rahi ho apna ye kirda
सबकी